I am now reading Mark chapter 7. The first section is from verse 1 to verse 23. The heading is Rules That Don't Come From God. There were some Jewish lawmen called Pharisees. From a long time ago, these Jewish leaders made up a lot more rules for their people. These rules were not in God's book. One of their rules was this. Before they could eat anything, they had to wash their hands in a special way. And after people came home from shopping, they had to wash the same way. There were other rules too that those leaders made up long ago, like the way they had to wash cups, billy cans, cooking pots, and the chairs that they sat on to eat their food. These rules did not come from God. Some of these Pharisees and some other law teachers came from Jerusalem to see Jesus and his followers. They saw that some of Jesus' followers did not wash their hands that special way before they ate tucker. And those lawmen growled at Jesus and said, "How come your followers don't follow the rules that our old leaders gave us long ago? Your followers are eating, but they didn't wash their hands the right way. Why didn't they do that hand-washing ceremony before they eat?" Jesus said back to them, "You lawmen try to make everyone think you are good, but really, you are not good. You know that man called Isaiah that lived a long time ago and wrote down God's words? He wrote a true story about you. He wrote, 'Those people will show respect to me with their mouth, but they really think another way. They have ceremonies for me, but really, they rubbish me. They teach rules that men made up themselves, and they tell everybody that these are God's laws. You mob are just like that. You turn your back on God's law, but are strong on the rules that men made up." And Jesus kept talking to them. He said, "You mob are tricky in the way that you turn your back on God's law and follow your own rules. It's like this. God told Moses to tell people to look after their old people. Moses wrote this law: 'You have to respect your father and mother. If anyone rubbishes their mother and father, you have got to kill that person.' But you mob reckon that a man can tell his father or mother, 'I would like to help you old people, but sorry, I can't give you the thing that you need because I promised to give that thing to God.' You mob reckon that if he says that to his father and mother, he doesn't have to help them, and he can keep that thing for himself. In that way, you take God's word away from people so that they will just follow your own rules. You do all sorts of things like that all the time." Then Jesus called out to all the people to come and listen to him. He said, "Listen to me, everyone, and try to understand what I tell you about rules and food. Don't worry about what goes into your mouth, but worry about what comes out of it. If God hears bad things come out of your mouth, he will say that you are no good inside." After that, Jesus stopped talking to all the people and went into his house to take a break. His followers went in with him. Then they asked him what he meant by his words he just told the people. Jesus said, "What is wrong with you? Don't you understand me? Listen, if you eat something, it goes into your stomach and later on goes out of your body into the toilet. It doesn't go into your brains. So God will not say, 'You ate the wrong food and made yourself no good.' No, he won't say that." Jesus said this about food and made it clear for us that all kinds of foods are all right. Jesus kept on teaching his followers. He said, "People think inside their heads about bad things. Then they go wrong. They get up and do these bad things, and God says they made themselves no good. These are the things they might do. They might think about all sorts of bad things. They might sleep around with anybody. They might be greedy. They might want to get something that other people have. They might steal things. They might murder people. They might sleep with someone that they are not married to. They might trick people. They might rubbish other people. They might think that they themselves are great. They might only think about whatever they want for themselves. They might do the first bad thing that comes into their mind. They might do really stupid things. All these bad things come from people thinking the wrong way inside their heads. Then God says those people make themselves no good. The next section is from verse 24 to verse 30. The heading is, Jesus met a woman that trusted him. After that, Jesus got up and left Galilee and went north to a place called Tyre. This place was near the saltwater sea. The people that lived in Tyre were not Jewish people. Jesus went into a house so that he could sit down by himself for a while. But his plan didn't work. People heard that he was in that house and came to visit him. There was a Greek woman there. She came from a place called Phoenicia in Syria. Her daughter had a bad spirit inside of her. So that lady went to Jesus to get help. She got down on her knees in front of Jesus and asked him to make the bad spirit go out of her daughter. Jesus said to her, I belong to the Jewish tribe. I have to look after my own people first, not you people that are not Jewish. A man feeds his own kids first. He won't take their food and throw it to the dogs. The lady said, Yes, teacher, you were right about that. But while those kids are eating, they drop a few little bits of food, and the dogs on the table can eat those little bits of food. I am not Jewish, but you can still do a little bit for me. Jesus said, That is a good answer. It shows me that you trust me. You can go home now. I made that bad spirit go out from your daughter just now. Then the lady went home and found her daughter lying down quietly on a bed. The bad spirit was gone. The next section is from verse 31 to verse 37. The heading is, Jesus made a deaf man better. Jesus left that place called Tyre and walked back through another place called Sidon. Then he went around the north of Lake Galilee to the country everyone called Ten Towns. Some people brought a man to Jesus. This man was deaf and he could not talk properly. The man's friends asked Jesus strongly to put his hand on their friend and make him better. Jesus took the man away from the other people and put his fingers in the man's ears. He spat and touched the man's tongue. Then Jesus looked up into the sky and prayed for the man. He talked in their language. He said, Ephphatha, which means, open up. And straight away that man could hear properly, and his tongue was better so he could talk properly. Jesus went back and told the people strongly not to tell anyone about the great thing he just did. But they did not listen to Jesus. More and more he asked them to be quiet, but more and more they told other people Jesus made that man better. Everyone was really surprised and said to each other, Jesus does everything properly. He does really good things for people. He makes deaf people hear again, and people that can't talk, he makes them better too, so they can talk.